Virginia Republicans are glad the president is highlighting the state's robust defense industry. But Virginia Congressman Randy Forbes says the president's time would have been better spent in Washington negotiating with congressional leaders.
The president instead has surrounded himself with these campaign stops where he puts people who already agree with him around to cheer and clap everything he says. But if you want to reach true compromise, the best way to do that is go in a room with people who might disagree with you.
But Virginia Democrats are defending the president's trip. Senator Tim Kaine says it's good the White House is calling attention to the potentially devastating impact of the pending budget cuts called sequestration.
I think part of the reason the president is going is to just make sure that we're not just talking about numbers on a page here. You know, we're talking about real consequences.
On Capitol Hill, everyone is bracing for sequestration to strike on Friday, but the two sides still don't appear to be moving any closer to a deal, which means hundreds of thousands of workers in Virginia could be furloughed. Reporting from the Capitol, I'm Matt Laszlo.